Another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the Smith & Wesson booth, SHOT Show 2015, Sands Convention Center. This time I'm welcoming the ravishingly beautiful Katya Rivera and Tom Yost, and we're here to talk about IDPA in Puerto Rico. It's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, I've gone down the last 3 years, John, and you really feel welcome with the people down there. I feel like part of their family. Everyone's concerned about going out to country. Well, this is like getting the international flavor without leaving the U.S. Same money. Pretty much everyone speaks English down there, and just a great venue. The facility is phenomenal. Max and Katya make you feel welcome, and I highly recommend anybody thinking of going, go.
I can't say enough good things. If you happen to see the Shooting USA episode with the Puerto Rico National from this past season, it's quite literally paradise. Katya, there's been a lot of improvement at the range, so we're looking forward to an already beautiful range nestled in quite literally paradise with more capability. Talk about that.
Bueno, pues nosotros tenemos un campo de tiro muy bien. Oh, wait. You don't speak English, Spanish, right?
I got little bit of Spanish, but that was kind of fast.
No, kind
of fast
for me. In Puerto Rico, we speak English, so.
Yes, so that makes it fun for people. Yeah. Now, a lot of improvement at the range.
Yeah, there's a lot of improvement with the bigger range, really. With more bays,
yes.
We have also improved. We have more since last year. We have more people coming this year from the States and from all Latin America, and it's really a good match.
More flat bays and the ability to run more shooters.
Yes, exactly.
And in addition to that, fantastic restaurants, resort-style places to stay.
Exactly, yes. We have a lot of places. We have a lot of beaches. We have a lot of tourism. In Puerto Rico, everybody speaks English. Everybody's really fun to go to places, and it's really fun. It's and the weather, it's amazing.
Well, in March, you know, we're at Smith & Wesson up in up in Springfield. March, it's a good time to get on out of there and get to the tropics. Get a little closer to the equator. And if you can add in some shooting, I mean, it's a win-win.
Yeah, and the thing is, you just don't want to go down for the match, John. You want to go a couple days ahead of time.
You bet.
Bring your wife, bring your family. Botanico Bay, which is a luminous bay. You can go on a kayak.
Yep.
The rainforest, Bacardi Factory. I mean, a lot of cool stuff. Old San Juan.
Yep.
A lot of good stuff to do.
Fantastic beaches and everything. And like you said, you touched on it earlier. Because Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, it's just like flying from here to there in the States with firearms. There's no major issues getting in and out with your firearms.
Very, very easy. Southwest, JetBlue fly into Old San Juan Airport, the international airport. Max and Katya will take care of the paperwork you need to get you to carry the guns down there. So very seamless, very easy to do, and just a blast.
You can even take it a step further. If you're a concealed carry holder here in the States, you can apply ahead of time and get a temporary carry permit there in Puerto Rico.
No.
Never mind. Never mind. I didn't say that. Anyway, fantastic stuff. All of the IDPA divisions will be represented. Revolver, as well as the semi-auto divisions.
Yeah, this will be the first major match with the new rules, which is going to affect March 1st.
Okay, well.
Which is kind of cool. So,
are we going to stay away from the new rules, or we want to touch on that a little bit?
No
new rules. If you have questions about the new rules, the website is idpa.com. Otherwise, we'll see you all in Puerto Rico.
And,
yes.
And the date of it is?
Yeah, the dates. It's in March.
March 28th.
Yeah, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yep.
Yeah, fantastic. Yes.
And we're also doing a clinic on that Sunday. Some of the top pro shooters are going to do a clinic, and anybody that comes down and joins the match and competes is available to come and do that. So it's like,
I think, yeah, that's spectacular.
Yeah.
We had talked about that the other day. So is this clinic going to be geared primarily towards the IDPA shooter, or is this how broad scope are we going to be in this clinic?
What we're going to do, we're going to pick probably half dozen guys. I know Gordon Carroll, Randy Rogers, myself are all going to be there. Scott Warren, ex-FBI agent, are all going to pick our favorite stages and teach people how we went through it. So it'll be afterwards, so we'll compare how they did it to what we do, and they'll be able to get a class from a half dozen instructors at no cost.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And we know Smith & Wesson has taken a large role, title sponsor on this match.
Oh, yeah. Smith is a title presenting sponsor, happy to help Max and Katia put it off and make it a great event.
So that means there'll be plenty of blue on the prize table then.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Outstanding stuff. So if you're not doing anything and you want to shoot in Paradise in March, get to the IDPA Pan American Invitational. That's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the Smith & Wesson booth, SHOT Show 2015.